brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
When Wayne Paul was on 6 months ago, we couldn't get into it, but he has a case with the IRS himself. He wants to tell you about that now. Then Bob Chapman's coming up. Wayne, break down your saga with these scallywags.
Approximately 6 months ago, I was asked to be a witness in a trial in federal court in Las Vegas, Nevada, dealing with 17 people who were contracting with each other under a gold and silver coin contract, which is authorized under Title 31 of the U.S. Code. At that time, or prior to that time, of those 17, 13 were acquitted by a jury. The remaining three or four had hung juries. And the government came back 6 months ago now and tried these people for willful failure to file a tax return. And it's all based upon the fact that you and I can have an agreement to do a work. I can hire Alex to film me, and I'll pay him $50 in coin money.
And there's even a congressional law, even the Las Vegas Review Journal admitted, from the 80s, stating that you're absolutely allowed to do that.
Sure. Absolutely. It's 1985. And that was the Gold Bullion Act and the Silver Eagle Act, which was the deals that my brother was involved in order to get it passed in Congress. And what's happened since then is, in the case that I witnessed, that I was a witness for, I spent about 7.5 hours in over 2 days on the stand as a witness for one of the defendants. And I pointed out the Congressional Act. I pointed out Title 31 of the U.S. Code, which is money and banking. I pointed out the four or five tax cases that are available. There's an 1899 tax case that.
And you helped him win, and then now suddenly you're being audited as a CPA.
Yeah, well, that's standard procedure, I believe.
Well, take a Treasury agent who found out it was all a scam. He testified in some court cases for people. Joe Bannister, they indicted him, tried to put him in prison, but the jury let him go. So the good news is more and more juries are learning the truth.
That is absolutely right, but that's all part of education and all part of the quiet resistance that we need to have in everything that we do.
You got 1 minute left, Wayne. We really appreciate you spending time with us. More on that case.
Well, I would like to, if it's all right with you, Alex, I would like to put out a website that people could go look at.
Absolutely.
It's called goldisthesolution.com. Goldisthesolution.com. And you can read about that court case and learn what's been going on that, because that case is now up on appeals.
Well, for those that don't know, and I got Bob Chapman online, but I'm sure he's fine if he holds a few minutes, he can come back, Wayne, because I do want you to flesh this out now that you bring it up, because whether you're for a gold-backed currency or not, under law, you can engage in commerce, like a lot of people do, through gold and silver and get outside the fiat money system. And the IRS is trying to say, no, you can't have this form of constitutional, really, barter. It's like saying you can't pay your neighbor in animal crackers if you agree with it. Stay there. Let me talk to you during the break. And we're coming back with Bob Chapman. Stay there.
aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No. The answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com. Your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold? IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, doing a few more minutes with Wayne Paul because this issue he brought up is so important. It's a case I followed closely, and I didn't know he was ready to talk about it because at the time, being involved in the court case as an expert witness, he didn't want to discuss it. I should have gotten to it earlier in the interview. Another expert on gold and currency and the markets is Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. And under federal law, 1985, and there's other congressional laws, you can trade in gold and silver and pay people in its face value. So if it's a $10 coin worth in Federal Reserve notes, say $550 right now, or $600 or more, then the supposed, you know, tax rate of that would be 20 or 30 or whatever the percentage is of that amount. But then some experts look at it and say, no, it's not even taxable. Regardless, Wayne Paul went and was an expert witness, and now they're auditing him. This is what an evil, oppressive, Soviet-style group the IRS is, that they would persecute people who even testify in court as a CPA. This is the type of dirty tricks this criminal organization engages in and drives people to madness. But Wayne, finish up your point. Boil down the essence of why gold is the solution, and we'll put up this website you were plugging that has a lot of key info on it.
Well, when I was a witness, I also prepared the tax return for the defendant. And he had instructions from a federal judge that he had to prepare a return based upon the fair market value of the coins he received. And I turned around and said, as a professional, I had to prepare it based on the face value. So I prepared two tax returns for the defendant.
Because that's the federal law. You were following the congressional law, and that's in the Constitution, right. It's the Congress that's over that. They're the boss, not the IRS that works for foreign banks.
So I prepared two returns, and we couldn't decide what to do, so we sent them to the attorney sent them to the IRS, so the IRS would tell us which was the correct one. And guess what? They never answered our question. And so at trial, the prosecuting attorney says, why did you turn around and prepare two tax returns? And I said, well, that's a dumb question, but I'll answer it anyway. I said, the judge here, and I pointed to the judge next to me, I said, he said the defendant had it prepared on fair market value, and I said I had it prepared based upon what the law said. And I said, Mr. Prosecutor, if you were sitting in the defendant's chair, wouldn't you want to have all the ammunition you could get in order to defend yourself? And, of course, he didn't like that as an answer, but I think a few people in the courtroom understood what I was trying to say.
Well, cutting to the chase here, because this is so important, what was the outcome of the case?
The outcome of the case is one person was acquitted, other one that I was a witness for got sentenced to 4 years but is out on bond pending appeal. The third gentleman got something like 20 years and he's in jail, but everything's under appeal right now going up to the Fifth Circuit, if I'm not mistaken.
Unbelievable. Let's bring Bob Chapman up talking about this. Bob, from your research, talking with Wayne Paul, CPA, and brother of Ron Paul, the congressman, what's your take on this whole case?
Well, they don't care what the Constitution says. And they have their own method of operating the court system. And unfortunately, you have no rights. And by going to court, you might conceivably win, but the chances are very, very strong that you won't, because judges do what they're told to do. Most of them are appointed, and so, especially in federal district court, and so, you don't get a good day in court.
It's yeah, we have the Ninth Circuit totally Court of Appeals. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals 2 weeks ago ruled there's no Fourth Amendment. Police can come in your house without a warrant now with no probable cause. I mean, this is insane.
Well, what it's going to lead to, unfortunately, ultimately, is probably anarchy. And, maybe that's the intention of the power behind government. I personally, because of my political activities, was audited 12 years in a row. And I never was found to owe tax. And, of course, that's illegal. Because if they find that you do not own tax, they can't audit you on the same items for the following 3 years. They do it anyway.
Well, that's like, the government accounting office and others, 80%+ of the letters they send, they're wrong. Even in their fraudulent system, they're wrong. And then they never get in trouble for it. And then when they audit you and it costs you all this money to go through the audit, they don't get in trouble. But as a private citizen, you frivolously sue somebody, you can be opened up to serious liability. I mean, this is just a lawless, disgusting, filthy group. We'll talk to Wayne Paul again soon as this case continues to unfold. Wayne, we appreciate your great courage and your tireless fight against the New World Order.
Thanks, Alex. I appreciate it.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Say hi to Ron for me next week, okay?
I'll do it.
All right, take care. There he goes, another great Texan. Okay, going back to Bob Chapman, with us for the rest of the hour. Bob, there's so much I want to cover here, but every week we get you on in the third hour, and I just have to say, how do you call it? I mean, I've seen no expert, Nobel Prize winner Stiglitz, not even Dr. Paul Greg Roberts, and he's been very accurate. Gerald Salenti does a great job on trends, but the way you specifically 2 years ago called how the bailout would happen, and then how they'd come back in 2010 and try to fully bankrupt the planet. 8 months ago, how they were planning to bring down, starting with Spain and Greece, and then 14 other nations. That's now the media is now. I was listening to Bloomberg Financial last night and this morning on the radio on my XM. I have Sirius. It was like Bob Chapman was talking, but they were snickering and giggling and saying how great it was and how the banks have record profits and how they've gotten more power. And they're just laughing on CNBC and everywhere else. They're saying Greece may have to give the private IMF, World Bank, and EU bankers their islands, islands that are large parts of Greece. That's an island to begin with. Goldman Sachs, it's come out 10 years ago, and you wrote about this 10 years ago, engineered this. Now they are fully running the country. The same things that were done to the third world are now being done here. They're openly announcing their Bank of the World, world government taking over in the next 16 months, carbon taxes on everyone. It's coming out. Police have quotas to arrest innocent people, give out tickets. I mean, it is just, it is hellish. And it's one thing to know this is coming. It's another thing to see it happening. So, Bob, how do you do it, A, and B, what's coming next now?
Well, first of all, I do a terrific amount of research. And, you know, I've been reading and writing for 50 years. And so I'm very gifted in the fact that I have a photographic memory. And I remember little details that happened many, many years ago, even statistics. And so I get a God-given gift, and so I'm able to put together a lot of things that other people can't put together because they don't have that equipment. But it really, really takes a lot of hard work. And you were just speaking about the situation in Greece and Europe, which we've discussed last week. And
what you wrote about 10 years ago, you said Greece would be the first to go 10 years ago.
Yeah, well, not only that, I thought Italy would be right with them. And I don't think they're going to be far behind. And one of the reasons is that Italy, I believe, and of course it's a secret, I think they leased out, which is tantamount to selling, more than half the gold that they had. And I think it's long gone. And so they're in a worse position than they were 10 years ago.
And by the way, 15 years ago, you and many others and myself 14 years ago exposed that the UN takes over national parks and land and roads for the IMF and World Bank, and that deals have been signed for the U.S. And when they sold out 25 ports 2 years ago, they admitted this was part of that. And now they're telling Greece, give us your islands and your infrastructure. And now we've got the leader of the Democrats in the Senate saying they're going to do that here in the United States.
Absolutely. I think what's going to happen in Europe is that the U.S. will secretly be the largest donor to the bailout, followed by France and Germany, unfortunately for them. And
the so-called bailout will just be our tax money buying Greece to give it to the bankers.
Right, and I don't think they'll give up their islands. But it was brought up, there's no question. And, of course, the Greeks brought up the question of German gold, and the Greeks got the gold back. And it's in this issue coming out tomorrow of the International Forecaster. It was a letter to the editor. Someone wrote to me and described how the whole thing went. And the explanations by the Greeks are untrue. I've seen the other side of the story as well. So let's just put it this way. It's up for debate. There's two sides to that story. But what's going to happen is, and the reason the bankers did this, that down the road here in a year or two, there's 19 countries who are either in bankruptcy but not declared. I guess the only one that might be declared is Iceland. And are on the edge, like the United States and Great Britain, and perhaps Ireland and Spain and Portugal as well, and perhaps even Italy. The point is, they're going to gather them all together and have their big meeting, and they're going to realign all the currencies. There'll be domestic devaluations all over the world.
Stay there. Let's start over on the big world government. The bankers bankrupt everybody through fraud and then say, we rule the planet.
In today's world, a product comes along that revolutionizes the way we live, work, and play.
MaxFit makes your hands go wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
MaxFit Gloves is the next generation of Fit Glove technology.
It makes everything you do with your hands feel easier without losing the ability to touch and feel.
Wow.
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, driving a car, or opening a jar, MaxFit has thousands of uses.
It helps the grip of arthritic hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow. From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit Glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information on the next generation of Thin Glove technology, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. And use the promo code RADIO to get a special deal.
Wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's no doubt that the media is saying the 9/11 truther did the shooting at the Pentagon yesterday. I've been predicting this because I saw them prepping the public for it. I'm going to break it down with Bob coming up in the next segment. Also, calls coming up. Nobel Prize winning economist, Federal Reserve System is corrupt and undermining our country. That's Joseph Stiglitz, Nobel Prize winner. Continuing here, I've got all these other news articles admitting, here's Joseph Stiglitz again, saying it's corrupt, undermining our country. IMF-style austerity measures come to America. Everything that's been done in other countries now happening here. We're coming to this critical juncture where we're going into total bondage to private banks who are setting up their own government and getting the G20 together to sign on to it. Bob Chapman, continue where we cut you off.
Well, I think that the Greek affair, we'll call it, was instigated and executed because they're going to take all these countries down. They're ready to do it. It'll happen sometime over the next couple of years, if probably more so a year or more from now. But, you know, who knows? But that's what they're steaming for now. I was really surprised they pulled it that way and did it that way. I just didn't expect it, because most people who look at these kinds of things in Europe, they knew all about this. I mean, Greece and Italy's problems. And
well, wait a minute. I mean, you're saying you're surprised. You predicted all of this.
I know, but I'm surprised that they went at it this way, because it's been common knowledge that all these countries were problematic. I thought they'd probably do something with the U.S., execute some sort of a move which would take the country down, and maybe they yet will to join the others, so to speak. But the culmination of the whole thing is that what they're about now is taking the whole world down. And I think that's not too far away. You know, a year ago we talked about 3 years, and now we're talking about 2 years. But it could be a little bit more expeditious than that.
Well, what Von Rompuy saying, head of the EU, what Ban Ki-moon, head of the UN, saying, what Gordon Brown, who really is the omnibudsman of this, he says in the next 16 months they're going to form their global banking constitution over all nations. And they said from Copenhagen, they don't care if nations don't sign on. The executive branches will implement this. And they're just celebrating.
Well, I don't know whether they'll be celebrating at that time, because the people of the world, I think, are finally going to say, no, we've had enough of this.
We are seeing riots in Indonesia, riots in California, or serious protest, riots in European countries like Greece. Why do the Greeks and the Indonesians get what's going on, but a lot of Americans don't?
Well, I don't think it's gotten difficult enough yet. And, of course, not everybody listens to talk radio or goes on the Internet. And so you have half or more of the population that never comes in contact with this sort of thing. And so that's why they don't know. And Europeans and others in other countries are far more curious than Americans are. Americans tend to be very provincial. Most Americans never leave the United States. In fact, most don't go more than 500 miles from where they were born.
And they think their government loves them and cares about them, but more and more of the polls show they're waking up that that's not the case. They think good guys run America when America's been captured by private banks.
Among other things, but the strata that's controlled by the Illuminists, and that includes many other things, but the bank is certainly the nexus of the whole thing. There's no question about that. You know, money makes it all work, and banking is now Wall Street as well, because many of them have become banks in order to get TARP funds, so they didn't go totally bankrupt at that time. And so I think it's a periphery of things. You know, 7 major insurance companies got TARP money. They haven't paid it back. And I noticed with this Chell thing, they've had a record amount of money that's been requested before it's terminated. And once they terminate these programs and the stimulus runs out, things are going to head downward. And I think
incredible. I saw an NBC headline where they just cut Medicare and Medicaid by 21% outside of any law. They're cutting all the supposed services while jacking up the taxes. I mean, they've got to know that's going to cause a revolt.
Well, they also got to know that it's going to cause more unemployment, too. And so after the stimulus runs out, it's going to be everybody for himself. And next year will be horrendous, and all of these things will start coming to fore. And in instituting what they're doing, which you just described and I'm describing.
Let's talk about this key point when we come back. We're going to get into a host of issues.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Bob Chapman, the international forecaster. I want to get into a bunch of news with you on other interlocking subjects here in a moment, but we got cut off by the break. I had brought up the point for listeners that just joined us that they know they're driving everyone into bankruptcy. They know they're destroying the economy. We have all the internal globalist documents, their public statements. They want to end consumerism. They use it to get us in debt. Now they want to lower our carbon footprint. They want to bankrupt us so we're dependent on government. This is economic conquest. This is bondage. And you were agreeing with me and started to make a point as we ran into break.
Right. And I think we're going to see inflation build up very quickly over the next perhaps 12 months. And after that, they'll probably pull the plug and they'll take all of these nations down together and the whole world will go with them. And that's where I think this is all headed. And that's why they triggered Greece as the governmental leader into the abyss, so to speak. And, of course, if they continue to have higher unemployment and lower economic output, that will bring on deflation and cut off the inflation, which is in process. So that will be their way of getting rid of the inflation which they've created and will dive into a deflationary depression. And we will, nation by nation, get in trouble, and then they'll have their big meeting, and they'll try to institute a world currency, which won't work. And but they do, I do think that they will be able to put into place a world economic trading currency with G20 currencies in an index that would be weighted. And I think that that's going to happen.
We're going to get more into gold and the economy and ways to stop this, because if we expose these people and point out what they're doing, it's going to be that much harder. And people thought we couldn't beat Copenhagen, and we did. They thought we couldn't expose the flu fraud. We've done that. The media now admits it's a hoax. They didn't think we could beat health care. We've got a great chance of doing it now. We've gone from it being impossible, they told us, to it's very hard for them to get it passed. Again, the people are waking up. But I wanted to shift gears into some other subjects now here with you, Bob Chapman. Chief among them, as predicted, we now have all these big headlines, 9/11 truther shoots police at Pentagon. And within 2 hours of this event, they had his name, they had his supposed web comments on message boards. You've got, depending on the poll, 36 to 84%. It's wide ranging, with the lowest polls, scientific, or 36. Our 9/11 truthers question the official story. So I guess any time a third of the country commits a crime, they'll say they were a 9/11 truther. I saw Beck and O'Reilly, and I also saw Matthews and others the last 2 months. You've been on the show and I've been warning of this, saying 9/11 truthers are going to kill Obama, attack bases. Mark my words. And what an off-the-wall statement from peaceful 9/11 truth. You know, who've just read Operation Northwoods and other things where the government admits what they do, unless they were pre-programming people. Then I saw their whole agenda in trouble. Now they're tying it into birthers. Now they're saying birthers are terrorists, when that's more than half of registered Republicans who question Obama's birth certificate. And so you've got the patriots that recognize the enemy banks, the New World Order, and they're going to need to run false flags against us. And now more evidence the stack thing was staged. We know the underwear bombing was staged. The feds even admitted they helped him get on the plane, protected him, for part of national security operation. That's mainstream news. This thing stinks to high heaven. Beck's now out today just absolutely going crazy, saying, see, I told you. See, I told you. And I'm trying to find my Times of London headline. Here it is. Give me a document cam shot for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. September 11th, conspiracy theorist opens fire at Pentagon. And within 2 hours of it, they had these headlines going out, Bob. And then we had the case of Jeremy Tallis, We Are Changer, out there protesting the police and firemen and medical workers dying from the dust at an event. Out of a dark doorway comes a man with a handicapped girl in a wheelchair screaming, "Don't attack my daughter," ramming it into him. The witnesses all saw this. The news put out that 9/11 truther attacks handicapped girl. Look at how staged that is. And then they went to court and fought it, and I told Tallis, don't plea bargain, you have the witnesses. And the Secret Service wouldn't lie, NYPD did, and said, no, he was attacked, they attacked him, and so they lost in court, and the New York Post had to retract. The point is, they're running serious psyops. The Southern Poverty Law Center says they believe the Patriots will launch terror attacks in mid-April. I've been saying that for months, because I know there's five TV productions, from MSNBC to HBO to CNN and Fox, and CNBC, demonizing yours truly, Alex Jones, and others in production to air in the middle of April. So they'll have all these shows demonizing us right when they stage the event. Now, by exposing it, it may not happen, but I just gave people a briefing on what's going on. Bob, I mean, this stinks to high heaven.
Well, it's just proof positive that, as you pointed out, that they are running these psyops. And they are using in-depth psychological warfare and propaganda. And you can even see the timing of it because you've had access to it. And, you know, goodness knows it goes on every day in very subtle and very professional fashion on television. And these poor souls who watch all these programs in the news, they don't know which end is up, and that makes up probably half the population. And so it's up to us to be able to get the word to them and say, hey, stop, you know, something's wrong, listen to what we've got to say, and maybe you'll find out what is really going on. And one of the problems there is that a lot of these people don't go on the internet, so that eliminates that source completely, or almost completely. And so we got to get them on the airwaves, and we're doing it. The question is, are we doing it fast enough?
Yes, the urgency for all the listeners to get the articles Paul Watson and Kurt Nimmo have written about this, the urgency of getting the videos in the last 2 months when I laid all this out to everyone you know, saying, look, he predicted this and others did, the urgency of understanding this paradigm, because, again, in layman's terms for new listeners, let me explain. I know of five productions for cable news and TV, and I noticed when I was contacted by several of the productions and learned about the other productions, it's all about how the Tea Parties are evil, 9/11 Truth is evil, we're going to stage terror. I see a talking point on the news with no evidence of this happening. Then it starts manifesting in the lead up to these shows that are about to air. I mean, put two and two together, folks. They don't just produce a bunch of shows because it takes months to do this. It's just like the U.S. military massing around Afghanistan right before 9/11 and Bush signing the launch order to attack them in the next month on September 10th. I mean, this is basic intelligence, and their whole agenda is imploding. The last time that happened in 1995, they bombed Oklahoma City, Bob.
That's right. That's right. Some of these things are so similar, and you scratch your head and you say, where are they going to do it next? And some of the underlying factors are there and have been there to do these kind of things for a long time. So there's plenty of fertile ground. I mean, just like I pointed out with Greece, I mean, everybody in Europe knew for the last dozen years that they and Italy fudged their books in order to get accepted into the Euro.
And Goldman Sachs helped them engineer it.
That's right. And in part, J.P. Morgan Chase and Citigroup, particularly in Italy, they got in some terrible trouble there, and there's still court cases going on, some of the shenanigans that they pulled.
Well, Bob, it's a very simple equation. The bankers are all registering record profits. The rest of the economy is going under. The nation states are going bankrupt. The bankers are celebrating the birth of a world government they're going to run through nothing but complete fraud, that they took over the planet by getting us to accept their control of the issuance of currency and credit. They're getting rich and powerful. Everybody else is imploding. They're above the law. They're above the tax laws. I mean, it's incredible.
Well, they're certainly above the law, that's for sure. And more and more people are becoming aware of that every day.
Bob, I want to hit another subject and then get into gold with you. Here's The Hill newspaper. Microsoft exec pitches internet usage tax to pay for cybersecurity. Okay, so there they are with the internet tax. They also want you to get a web licensing to get online. I told you they're announcing all this. Here is Wired Magazine. This is not Alex Jones saying this. Cyber war hype intended to destroy the open internet. And they go on to report that this is the end of freedom on the internet. As they're about, and this is the big, another big symbol, another indicator they're about to stage terror and bring in police state, because when they finally do that, they're going to start shutting many areas of the web off selectively. Fury as EU approves GMO potato. That's another article. White House cyber czar says there is no cyber war, though. And then I've got another one here. I mean, Bob, it's... I'm sure you heard about the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling 2 weeks ago. There's no Fourth Amendment.
Right. I heard about it. And, you know, you're talking about this cyber thing. I've got research here. Milan court sentences Google officials to prison for a whistleblowing video. And then we got another one here from the anti-counterfeiting trade agreement so that they can spy on you. And we got another one here, broadband tax in Great Britain that they want to institute, which is similar to what you just read from The Hill. The French net is filtering, has a filtering plan, and it's moving forward in the assembly in France. Italy's government seeks control over online videos, and it just goes on and on. You just got to do your homework on it, but they are building up to it, and that's one subject that I keep my research out because it comes up fairly often on the programs that I'm on.
Exactly. Here's another one, Infowars.net. Former director of national intelligence calls for re-engineering of the Internet. They're already seizing the whole system, putting their control grid in. I mean, I want listeners to know, when Bob and I get up here on the show and others, we're not just making this up to be shocking. I've been telling you for years under Internet 2, they were going to do exactly what they're doing now because I was reading their own white papers. This is not rocket science, okay? Bob, I want to bring Ted Anderson up and come back in the next segment and take a few calls for you. But I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up because he's got a deal, and he's the owner of the Genesis Network. He also owns Midas Resources, where he's giving your 159-year membership in hard copy or twice a week in email, 45 pages, the most invaluable newsletter I know of, folks. And I mean, no other guest has this much key info, plus a lot of its articles we write. You will notice Bob knows what the good stuff is. It's over 45 pages, sometimes even longer. The point is, a free year membership, digital or hard copy, from Bob Chapman, when you buy one franc, and this comes out to $500 an ounce gold with this deal. Ted, throw out quickly, because I didn't even tell Bob we were going to do this. I want to see what he's going to say. Throw out your gold and silver deals real fast, and then we're going to ask Bob how good a deal those are. Because I happen to know you can't find gold deals and silver deals anywhere near this anywhere. You know, some places do fake bait and switches. This is real, folks. Ted Anderson.
Yeah, well, the franc is currently right now $261.61. And if you buy just the one coin, you're going to be able to get a full year subscription to the International Forecaster, just like Alex described. Now, if you take the discount of that $159 off of there, it comes out to be about $520 gold, and you have to turn back the clock more than 10 years to be able to buy gold at that price. We also have the Montana Silver Rounds there at $18.73. That's also another great buy. I know I've seen online those have gone over $20 now. And then the $20 Liberty, Alex, at $1,363 for a $20 Liberty, which is a 100-year-old coin. You know, U.S. Eagles are over $1,200 right now, and that coin is just absolutely a steal. So really, but
what do you got on sovereigns, Ted?
Well, sovereigns right now are at $318. Also another really good buy. But I can tell you right now, I can't make a sweeter deal than for you to have the International Forecaster, and after calculating the discount, you're buying gold at $520 an ounce.
Bob Chapman, how good is that deal Ted just offered?
It is fantastic. It does not get any better.
Let me just add this, too. Folks, I really have storable food. I really have firearms because I read the banks, you know, a decade ago saying they're going to get everybody in debt, implode the world economy, bring in a world government they run with planned austerity. Now, 10 years later, I see it in the news with the IMF, the World Bank, the Federal Reserve, the Harvard Business School head all saying a new way of life is here. You're all going to be slaves now, but it's good for the earth. Headline, bad economy, good for carbon footprint. I have a family to take care of. So I've got gold, I've got silver, I've got food, and I bought my gold and silver from Ted Anderson. And let me tell you, when I bought for $260 an ounce 10 years ago, went up to $500, I didn't sell it. When it went to $1,000, I didn't sell it. When it went up to $1,230, I didn't sell it. When it went back down to $950, I didn't sell it. When it ran back up to $1,130, I didn't sell it. I'm not selling it because I know they're in a concerted effort to devalue currencies worldwide, and I will not be dependent on this stinking criminal government. And that's the reason to get gold and silver. A lot of you have got it for an investment you've done better than any other investment out there. It's the best performing in the last decade, period. Everybody knows that. That's admitted. The issue is that's not why I even have it. I have it because it protects me. Bob Chapman, how important is that point?
It is the most important thing that you can do after you put in your defensive position, which is food, filter, and weapons.
Absolutely. Here's the number for all those different offers. Brokers will be there throughout the weekend. If they're out to lunch or something, there's usually 15 of them up there on the weekend. Leave your name and number. They'll call you right back. And you'll be able to get this deal because gold's still going up, and Ted's giving you lower prices because he bought it when it was lower. How long can you hold these deals, Ted?
Well, I'm going to hold it right through Sunday, and then we'll see what Monday holds. But, yeah, I can do it right through Sunday. So if you're looking for something at this particular time, this would be the time to get locked in, especially on that Franken forecaster. I mean, those two things tied together like that, it's going to give you the information that you need to have in order to know what's going on in this economy. In addition to this, you're going to have a piece of gold that you could trade not just here in the United States, but across the world.
And like 800-686-2237. Here's that number slowly. People say, you say it too fast. Okay, here it is. 800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. And Ted, a lot of times, doesn't offer these special deals online. He is offering it as a special deal online. You got to go to InfoWars.com, go into the news, featured news archive from yesterday, and we put an article up about it, about gold exploding in value as currencies decline. But you can also call toll-free 800-686-2237 and tell them it's the Alex Jones special, or you'll be paying more. That's still a good deal. 800-686-2237. Don't procrastinate. The bankers are all hoarding gold. They tell you not to own it. Give me a break. Thank you, Ted Anderson. We're going to come back with a final segment for Bob Chapman. Jam a few phone calls in. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to blow the horn and warn the people about the enemy.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As they're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're here live. I don't have it in front of me, so the guys are printing it again. XM Saturday evenings re-airs us for 3 hours. Starting next week, go ahead and bring it into me. Thank you. We're going to be on 5 days a week on XM. They had such a good response, but only 1 hour a night. They may expand it as they get more room. XM 158, we're on, XM 156 right now on Saturdays. It's going to switch to XM 158 And that is going to be 8 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And the show re-aired on Saturday afternoons is going to switch from the channel it's on now to 158 as well. So exciting. And we got 6 new affiliates in the last week and a half on AM and FM as well, like KEYS 1440 AM, Corpus Christi, KLRG 880 AM, Little Rock, Arkansas, 50,000 watts, WIFL 104.3 FM in Florida, in Gainesville, in North Tampa, KMLS 101.9 FM, Carlsbad, New Mexico, WTAN 1340 AM, Tampa, Florida, and some other ones. So very, very exciting. I want to thank all those affiliates. Bob, that really is the good news, though, because I know your newsletter has got like a rocket tied to it. My radio shows, my websites, my films. I've got Newsweek, Time Magazine, Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL attacking me. Newspapers attack me every day. Is that not a good sign?
It certainly is. And they don't attack me because they can't find me.
Oh, hey, they attack you, somebody.
Hey, incidentally, you know, Ted was talking about gold and you as well and its future. And, you know, I had to point something up here. And it's a lot of people want to get into other currencies as opposed to or with being in gold. And I want to point something out here. And I'm going to give you in three segments, 2008, 2009, and year-to-date. The U.S. dollar in gold terms, gold went up 1% against the dollar in 2008. In 2009, it went up 24.7%. And so far this year, it's up 24.3%. And the figures in the yen and in the euro and in the Swiss franc and in the renminbi are similar. I won't go into all the numbers, but I don't want to let people know that no currency is going to save you. You don't want to be in a currency. You only want to be in gold and silver, and that's the end of it.
Well, Bob, we saw record prices for gold this week in Europe, and it went up some in the U.S., but not as much, and the banks admit they are devaluing the currencies in a coordinated fashion. Why do they do that?
Well, I think the main reason is that they know gold is going to take off, and they're trying to soften the blow. Plus, there's special problems in Europe right now pertaining to the euro and other currencies, Danish krona and the Swedish krona are having very bad problems. And, of course, the British pound is outside of the eurozone, and they're having monstrous problems. They're talking in terms of in England being the next Greece. And so this shows you the coordinated effort, not only to devalue the value of these different currencies versus gold, but the pending problem of bankruptcy. They're evolving into it. And that's why they started this whole thing in the first place. They could have done this 10 years ago, but they weren't ready. Now they're ready, or they're being forced to, one or the other, and they're going ahead with it.
And they think their police state control grid over Western Europe, Eastern Europe, the Mediterranean, the United States, and Asia, and Latin America is going to be able to keep them in control. They think we're like Argentina or Nigeria, where the people aren't armed and they got away with this. I don't see them being successful. Bob, stay with us just a few more minutes. I want to talk about how you see this unfolding, what's going to happen when they try to drop the hammer. Then we got Gerald Celente coming up.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.